We continue our series on the greatest tragedies. Today we begin in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 21. Matthew 24 verse 21, the Word of God says this, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." So today we're going to look at the tragedy of the tribulation. Now this is an event that will transpire at some point in the future. Before this happens, the rapture will take place, and those who know Christ will escape this tragic time. We refer to this period of time as the tribulation. However, it is referred to in different ways in the scriptures that give us some insight into what kind of time it will be. For example, it's called the day of the Lord and the day of God's vengeance. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of the end, the great day of wrath, the hour of his judgment, the indignation, and the time of trouble such as never was. We ask the question, what makes the tribulation period so tragic? Well, first of all, let me say this. It has a tragic start of events for those involved. It has a tragic start of events for those involved. You see, the rapture has taken place. All the true believers are gone. Everyone else is left behind. Those that are left behind, we see, first of all, some of these will have never heard the gospel. Let's face it, Christians, for the most part, are failing miserably in carrying out the Great Commission. The gospel has not lost its power to save, but it must be communicated. The majority of Christians are not involved in personal evangelism. Many never make an effort to tell anyone about Christ. Many never make an effort to give out a gospel tract. Many never make an effort to invite anyone to a church service. In fact, the majority of Christians do little or nothing with regards to missions. Now, a second group of those who will be left behind, some of these will have heard but rejected the gospel. Some of these will have heard but rejected the gospel. In this group, there will be some who are vile, lost people, murderers, immoral, thieves, drug addicts, atheists, others who are involved in wickedness of some other sort. Also included in this group, there will be some who are moral, lost people. They may appear to be good people to the world. In fact, they may not be involved in public wickedness. They are righteous, these people, in their own eyes. Nevertheless, the Bible says they are lost sinners. Also in this group, who have heard but rejected the gospel, there will be some who are religious lost people, religious lost people. There will be people who believe in God. Many who believe in Allah. Many who believe in Buddha. Many who believe in Confucius or ancestor worship. Many who believe in some other god. Many who believe in a plurality of gods. many who believe in the one true God. In fact, there will be people who know a lot of Bible, but they'll still be lost and undone in their sins. There are people who are very sincere in their beliefs, yet they're not saved. They're not born again. People who attend religious gatherings religiously, amen, but still lost. People who sacrifice for their beliefs. Some who give their money sacrificially. Some who give their talents sacrificially. Some who give their time sacrificially. Amen? So we see that there'll be lost religious people, amen, who will enter into the tribulation. So it has a tragic start of events for those involved, first of all. And second, it has a tragic series of events for those involved. It has a tragic start, amen, of events for those involved. And second, it has a tragic series of events for those involved. For these 7 years, there will be unbelievable suffering and death on the earth. I want us to begin our description of the tribulation, if you'll turn with me to the book of Revelation. And we're going to begin in Revelation chapter 6. In Revelation chapter 6, first of all, the seven seals are opened. Revelation 6, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, Word of God says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see." What we see, first of all, is the Antichrist appears, the man of sin, in Revelation 6, 2. "And I saw and beheld a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." And then we see, second of all, that peace is taken from the earth. There'll be fighting on every hand in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword." And then we see during this time it brings a famine, amen, which also brings economic chaos. Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." So we see the cost of things will be astronomical. Then we also see, as the seals are open, it brings death. It brings death. A quarter of the world population dies. Again, Revelation chapter 6, in verses 7 and 8, the Word of God says, "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the four beasts say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. In his name that sought on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And then we see, as the seals are open, it brings martyrdom. It brings martyrdom. In Revelation chapter 6 and verses 9 and 10, the word of God says, "And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And then we see, as the seals are open, it brings a great earthquake. The sun becomes black as sackcloth of hair. Asteroids are falling to the earth. Every mountain and isle are moved out of their places. Look in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, or 14. 12 through 14, Revelation 6. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and when it rolled together, and every mountain and isle were moved, every mountain and island were moved out of their places." And then we see the issuing of the trumpet judgments. We see that the seven trumpets are sounded. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8. And in Revelation chapter 8, we have the sounding of the seven trumpets. In Revelation 8, 7, let's look at Revelation 8, 7. "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up." So we see the first trumpet, it brings, as it sounded, it brings hail and fire, mingled with blood. A third of the trees are destroyed. All green grass is burnt up. Then notice, in Revelation 8, 9, as the second trumpet is sounded, and the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. So we see here, with the sounding of the second trumpet, a third part of the seas become as blood. A third of the sea and marine life is destroyed, and a third of all ships are destroyed. Now look at with me, if you would, here in Revelation chapter 8, in verses 10 to 11, as we had the third trumpet is sounded, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. So with the sounding of the third trumpet, we see here that a third of the rivers and fountains of water become poisoned, and many die. Then in verses 12 and 13, with the sounding of the fourth trumpet, we read in Revelation 8, verses 12 and 13, "And the fourth angel sounded, in the third part of the sun was smitten, in the third part of the moon, in the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, in the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So here we see then, what's described in Revelation 8, verses 12 and 13, we see a third of the sun is darkened, a third of the moon and stars are darkened, 4 hours of daylight lost, and 4 hours of nightlight lost. We see three woes are announced. Now, we see if we go to chapter 9 of Revelation, verses 5 and 6. Let's read those verses together. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as a torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. What we see here, my friend, is this, that demons are loosed from the bottomless pit to torment men for 5 months. Men seek death, but cannot find it. My, what a time it's going to be. What a tragedy. And then turn our attention now to First Revelation 9, verse 15. We read, And four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day, and a month and a year, for to slay the third of men. Look at in verse 18. But by these three, was the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. So we see another third of mankind dies by fire, smoke, and sulfur. And then after the seven trumpets have sounded, then we're going to have the what is called the vial judgments, or the seven last plagues. We see the vials are poured out. The vials are poured out. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16 with me. Revelation chapter number 16. Look with me in verse 2. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Here we are told, a noisome and grievous sores fall upon those who have the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then look in verse number 3 of Revelation 16, we read, And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. So what we're told here is the seas become as blood, in every living creature in the sea dies. And we see the judgment continues. Revelation chapter 16, verse 4. The word of God says this, And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Every river and fountain of water becomes blood during the tribulation. And then we read in verse 10 of Revelation 16, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. We see here then that darkness will be upon the kingdom of the beast. And mankind will bite their tongues because of the pain is so great that they're experiencing. We see the Euphrates River dries up, and the world is gathered together for Armageddon. See that? We read in Revelation 16, verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Amen. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And then, in Revelation 16, in verses 18 to 21, we read this. As the seventh angel pours out the vial, in verse 18, and there was voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon man a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. So what we have described here is voices, lightnings, thunders, and the greatest earthquake of all time. Amen. Cities of the nations fall. Every isle and every mountain is destroyed. And 75-pound hailstones fall to the earth. We have seen the tragedy of the tribulation. We saw, first of all, it has a tragic start of events for those involved. Second of all, it has a tragic series of events for those involved. Now, what happens to those who would be unfortunate enough to enter the 7-year period called the tribulation? All will enter lost, but many will be saved. There will be some saved during the tribulation who will enter the millennial reign of Christ alive. There will be many saved who will die a martyr's death during the tribulation period. And there will be many saved who will die as a result of God's judgment on the earth. Now, some of you listening today may be thinking in your heart that you will take your chances and get saved during the tribulation. Well, you had better think again, my friends. Notice with me, we're going to turn to 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2. So we want to turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we'll begin reading in verse number 8. And the Word of God says this to say. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That wicked, capital W, the Antichrist, amen, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders. So what's going to happen during the tribulation period? We're going to see signs and wonders. Amen. Satan's going to give that Antichrist the power of signs and wonders to perform before people to deceive them that he is actually the Messiah. Verse 10, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So people before the tribulation are given an opportunity, but they've been deceived. Amen. They received not the love of the truth. They did not believe the preaching of the gospel, amen, of the grace of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because they rejected it, verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They want to believe a lie, then they're going to be seared. That lie they're going to believe is going to damn them. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, you're going to say, I'll take my chances. I'll get saved during the tribulation period. Think again. Think again. All will enter lost. All will enter lost into the tribulation. And many will remain lost. There will be many of the lost who will die as a result of God's judgments on the earth. And we read a description of them, of these judgments. Amen? Did we not? As we seal, as the seven seals were opened, and the seven trumpets were sounded, God's seven vials of judgment were poured out. There will be some of the lost who will live until the end only to be conquered by Christ as is coming at the Battle of Armageddon. These will leave the awful circumstances here on earth only to be cast into the lake of fire. My friend listening today, are you ready for the rapture? If Jesus were to come today, would you go up to meet him in the air? Or would you be left behind to live in the tragedy of the tribulation? Won't you be saved today? Won't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? And if you're saved, what about your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your fellow students, others you come in contact with? Are you letting your light shine so they may see the way to God? Are you involved in helping others come to Christ? And what about world evangelism? We call it missions. Are you involved? Are you giving? Are you praying? And if God called you, would you be willing to go? Don't put it off, my dear friends. Amen. We've seen today the tragedy of the tribulation. Be saved today and avoid that tragedy.